Showing today's Daf Yomi is Pesachim Daf Peivav Pesachim 86. Today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara, we begin with the Mishnah on the bottom of Peivav Amid Alef, that the Mishnah is discussing the way people are required to eat their Pesach as part of their Chabur, as part of their group. So in this context, the Mishnah says, Shtei Chaburus, if you have two groups that are eating one Karban Pesach, Shayu Ochlin Bebayasecha, that they were eating in one house, Eilu Hofchen Es Pneim Heilach, So one group, the people from one group, they're allowed to turn their faces to one side and eat their portion of the Karban Pesach. People from the other group are allowed to turn their faces to the other side and eat their portion of the Karban Pesach. And even though when they were doing the Shlita, when they were doing the slaughter, they were all in one, considered one group, they're not obligated to eat together, since the Pesach can be eaten by two different groups and even in two different houses. And that, let's say there was water, hot water in between that was there for when you pour the wine, so that under those circumstances, the person who's pouring the water, or the water itself is be'emtza, can be in the middle, even though it's dividing between the two groups. However, k'shehashamesh, when the waiter who's going to start to eat from the Karban Pesach with the people of his group, omed limzog, when he stands up to pour the wine into the second group, kofetz his pivu machzer his panav, he should close his mouth and turn his face to the side that his chabura is eating in, because it's prohibited for one person to eat the Pesach in two separate places, and the waiter should not open up his mouth until ad shemagia itzal chaburasa, until he returns to his group, so that they don't think that he ate with the other group. And then he'll eat with them, and then he'll turn around, open up his mouth, and eat with his group. But now, says our Mishnah, v'hakawa, and a bride, she's allowed to hofechas es panah, even though people are supposed to only open their mouth when they eat, and they're only supposed to eat with, people are only supposed to open their mouth within their group, and they're not supposed to turn their face, but the bride is able to turn her face v'ochalas and eat, because she's embarrassed to open up her mouth and eat in front of the guests, although there's a lot of discussion about this. At least five main interpretations of this, but we'll first go to what the Gemara says, and we'll focus on what is the Gemara's story about this. So the Gemara says that bride turns her face to eat. So what's the reason? My time, and what's the reason that the bride turns her face and eats? Why does specifically the bride act in this manner? So it says Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Mipnei Shehi Busha, because she's embarrassed to eat in front of them. And so therefore, since she's embarrassed to eat in that manner, or maybe it's not modest, that's why she turns her face when she eats. So now, since the Gemara is going to bring a story that where we learn about people who ate directly in front of other people without turning their faces, and so that was an appropriate behavior for a bride and not for other people. So Rav Huna bereid Rav Nasan, ikol abei Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak. So he came, Rav Huna came to the house of the Nachum bar Yitzchak, the Av Bezdin. And so when he came there, Amru, the people of Rav Nachman's house, they said to Rav Huna, Mashmecha, what's your name? Amru, he said to them, Rav Huna, he said, my name is Rabbi Huna. So they understand that he was a very distinguished person. So Amru, they said, Nesiv Mara Puryask, sit on the bed, which is a very distinguished place to sit, and not on a bench like the regular people. So Rav Huna immediately sat, Yosef, he sat on the bed. Yavwe Kasa, they gave him a cup of wine to drink. V'kibwa b'chad z'imna, he received it at once. He immediately took it. And then he was about to drink it. Instead of, the normal manner would have been to, Rashi says, to at first refuse to, you know, or hesitate, say, no, don't give it to me, but immediately accepted it once and he drank it. Vishatya, but when he drank it betrays him with two gulps as opposed to with just one gulp. Viloa adarape, and he didn't turn his face when he drank. He drank it right in front of them. So the people said to Rav Huna, they said to him, Amruwe, the household of Rav Nachman said to him, my time at Karius Lach, Rav Huna, why did you answer your Rav Huna? Why didn't you just say your Huna? Amruwahu, he said to them, Baal Shemani, because that's what they always call me. They always call me Rav, because that's who I am. I'm a rabbi. They accepted upon me from when I was young to call me Rav. So that's what it is. He says, Baal Shemani, that's my name. My time, Akiyamru Lach, Nesev Apurya, why is it that when we told you to sit on a bed, you sat on it right away, Yasaft? Why'd you sit on it right away and not on the ground like regular people normally do? Amar Lahu, he said to them, Kol ma sheyomer hocha balabayis asay. Everything that the balabayis, everything that the head of the household says to you, you're supposed to do. When you're a guest in somebody's home, when they tell you to do something, you're supposed to do. And so therefore, some have the gear that says, except if they tell you to go out. But our Gemara takes it out, but the Meiri says not to do that. But many people have the words, everything the head of the household says to you, do except for leave the house. So the Gemara asks, my time, why'd you accept it the first time when we gave you a cup? He said, meaning to say, you refuse it when a person of lesser stature offers you something, but not if a person of greater stature. When they offer you something, you're supposed to accept it. My time is Shtita betrays him. Now, why did he take you two gulps? He said to them, because we learned in a braisa, Shota bebas achas areis a gargon. If you drink all the cup in one gulp, then you're going to be gluttonous. Shnayim derech eretz, shlosha migasei reuch. If you two, it's appropriate to drink it in two gulps, but if you do it in three, that's already haughty. And my time, lo ahadras apecha, why don't you turn your face away? He says, only a kali, quotes our Mishnah, kalo fechas panatanan, only the bride turns her face. We see from here, he says the phrase, whatever the head of that Baal HaBayis does to you, do. But remember, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says that Baal HaBayis dochek, and there the Baal HaBayis is a reference to God. That's what we see in Pirkei Avos. The Baal HaBayis is our master, our Lord above. And so that's what it's telling us. Whatever God tells us to do, we must do at once.